I was trying to tell my kids, I said, you know, you guys get a summer vacation. I think parents should get a winter vacation.
I'll be down with that. I'll be good with that.
That way, you get your time off, but then we get our time off while you're in school.
Yeah.
How about that? We got to go work, and you're on summer vacation, and now we're off when you're in school. How about that? They didn't like that.
Of course they don't.
But at this time of year especially, and I'll tell you, I remember as a kid myself, like, boy, when that first day of summer hit, I don't remember anything I learned.
Oh, no.
It was.
Oh, dude. It was gone.
And I'm all my routines are shot.
Everything.
Sleeping in.
And by
whatever.
The time school starts back up, you're going through all
you're
kind
like,
of.
What?
Yeah, I know it.
Yes. 2 + 2 is what?
I got to go to bed at what time?
We need a refresher course here. You know how you watch a Netflix show at a new season and they give you a recap?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I need a recap.
You need
can
that
we,
recap on
can
the first
we recap
day?
On this first day? We need to run this thing back a little bit. But the realities are, what happens when kids are off of school? Well, you probably get increased screen time. The routine is completely out of whack. You get bored, anxious, you know, get a little more clingy. Your parents are around more often. Everybody's a little more on edge. And so that can certainly have an impact
breakfast
on
and
kids.
Lunch changes a lot of times.
Absolutely, you know? Certainly. Mm-hmm. Dan McMahon is the executive director of the Great Lakes Learning Academy and joins us this morning to talk about it. Dan, good to have you.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. What have you seen from kids around this time of year, and then once they get back into school, what type of impact does, aside from the rest and relaxation of a summer for these kids, what are some of the things that they have to deal with?
Well, I think one of the things that we don't pay attention to is just the additional anxieties and stress that actually our kids can go through in the summer. Yes, they can stay up later. They hopefully can turn the alarm off in the morning. They get to sleep in a little bit later to kind of make up for that. But there is a lot of anxiety, right? Because their social experiences are at that school when they're out there all day. So you have to kind of be able as a parent to plan for that a little bit and try and support that and work on, okay, how do you make sure they are getting those opportunities and doing things? Because even though it's fun, even though it's summer, how long until you start hearing, hey, I'm bored. What are we doing now? What's next, right? So that's one of the things that parents have to plan for.
You know, you described the traditional school calendar as a cliff drop into summer. What does that look like from a student's perspective?
It is sudden. It is quick. There's a lot of that immediacy of, okay, what are we supposed to be doing now? I mean, in my own household, I hear it all the time. What are we doing next? And then what? Because mm-hmm. they're used to that scheduling. You know, our kids go from that 8 to 4, you know, and then all of a sudden, hey, we also go to activities afterwards. So you might have an hour between the activity and you're coming home and rushing to dinner and doing all these things. They're used to that kind of the drama of speed. And so when you hit summer, they don't know what to do. Their bodies slow down. Their bodies are going, okay, now what am I supposed to do at this point? So there's that high anxiety, that high stress inside. So it's important to kind of work through different aspects of that as you go through and build a different routine for the summer.
Is it important to kind of keep a same sleep schedule? Like you mentioned, kids will stay up a little later, get up a little later. But how important is that rhythm for them just to stay somewhat in that balance?
Normally you have a few months. You know, you have a few weeks to go through and your activities change. So it's not maintaining that same rhythm. It's letting the students get into the rhythm that their body is asking for, right? So that's why if you could turn that alarm off in the morning, let them sleep in until they naturally get up, they'll get into that new rhythm. You know, you're just talking about when it's coming back and you have to do that remediation at the start of the year. And, you know, now you got to go to bed earlier. That doesn't take long to get into. That could be a week, you know, that you go through. So let your child just kind of get into that rhythm of what naturally works for them and then build things around that experience. That's the biggest part.
Dan, you got a lot of students, though, who want to work summer jobs. They want to participate in sports. They want to travel. They want to spend a little time with the family. How does flexibility allow them to do those things while still maintaining, you know, structure and purpose?
Well, that's the thing, right? It's balance. It's balanced from the beginning. We balance the schedule, we balance those pieces. When you have those older students that are doing the jobs and working through all the time, and, you know, right now you got summer camps that are happening all the time, it is that structure that still has to take place. So that's actually a good part, because it is when they go to those camps and they do that work, you just have to make sure that you're consistent with making sure that all these things happen. You know, you mentioned earlier about being on the phones all the time, setting some limits for screen time, trying to set time where it's just socialization, family dinners, you know, even if, not every day, but just making sure there's opportunity to sit down and talk and ask them what's going on and make sure you're getting inside the kid's head as well and seeing how are they feeling about that specific moment and that specific day.
And, you know, we often hear about the summer slide as well academically. Should we also be talking more about the mental health slide during summer months?
I think so. You know, it's just that overbooking of things. You know, we have graduation parties that come up, 4th of July holiday parties, and we're like, oh, I don't want to miss out on anything. It's okay to miss out on some things. You know, allow a kid, allow a parent to step back and just kind of have those opportunities to say, all right, let's relax a little bit. This is a day where we're not doing anything major. And they kind of do that spot. But yeah, those check-ins are definitely important to help prioritize some self-care. And what does that look like? I mean, the biggest thing is getting up, walking, exercise, making sure there's some movement going through there. I have some older students, older kids in my house here that would do just sit and they call it bed rot, right? They're going to lay in bed all day, sit on the phone and do nothing else. And we have to discourage that as much as possible.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
get out of there now. We're moving. We're doing something different.
Dan McMahon, we appreciate your time and insights on this. My 8 and 4-year-olds will not like this interview. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You got it. Wow. You got it. Meanwhile, an LGBTQ organization in Kalamazoo issued a public statement about two volunteers at this Pride Festival in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
They say they were wearing harmful symbols. They wore an Israeli flag as a skirt and an Israeli hat. And these were people supporters of this group. And they put out a statement for LGBTQ people with family, heritage, or lived experience connected to Palestine and the broader region, including Lebanon, Syria, and other communities impacted by Israeli military actions. These symbols cause deep trauma, and we will do better to avoid pain caused in this incident.
Wow.
Terrible. 7 o'clock hour coming up. We get a visit from Dr. Steve Craig. All that and more coming up on JR Morning.